You know what you won't get when you support independent media and pledge your support at rabble.ca/donate? No tote bag, no pens, no mugs. It's not a swag thing. Pledging at rabble.ca/donate keeps Rabble's news and views for the rest of us surviving and maybe even thriving. That's rabble.ca/donate. See you there.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Street harassment is one of the most pervasive forms of gender-based violence and one of the least legislated against. Hollaback is a movement dedicated to ending street harassment using digital and mobile technology to share stories about women's experiences with harassment. Hollaback started in New York City as a blog, but has now expanded to include 45 cities, 16 countries, and 9 different languages. New Hollaback websites have recently launched in Bogota, Dusseldorf, and Montreal. Lauren Alston is director of Alberta Hollaback, and she joins me this morning by phone from Edmonton. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Now, if I were looking at Hollaback's website and saw a Google map for the place I live, like Alberta or Portland or Croatia, what would I see there?
Well, first off, you would see a couple little pink bubbles that indicate different stories that people have shared, either via iPhone apps or Droid apps or on the website. And so you'd actually get a GPS location of where that story is coming from. So you get to see a little bit of a map of where street harassment is occurring and whose story goes where.
And I had a little look at the Alberta Hollaback website, and I could see all the way over to Vancouver, which we don't have our own, but thank you for including us on the map.
Oh, definitely.
Can you tell us a story or two that we might find plotted on the map?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There are a couple, quite a few of the stories really hit home base in terms of what they address. One story specifically just stood out to me. It was a very short story posted about, you know, two women holding hands walking down White Avenue, really, you know, busy common street in Edmonton. And a couple guys, you know, just passing by in their truck completely scream a very derogatory term, which was carpet munchers, which is just absolutely ridiculous and a derogatory term used mainly aimed at lesbian women. So that, you know, there's that story. And then I think one of the stories that I find the most empowering and also disturbing, unfortunately, was the story. Her name was Anechka, and she was only 15 years old riding a bus, completely empty, and a man gets on, sits right next to her, and starts asking her really inappropriate questions about her age and commenting on how she looks. And actually, this occurred quite a few times. So the next time she was on the bus on a completely different day, he came, sat right uncomfortably close next to her, and then told her where he lived and offered her to come up and have some fun in his apartment. And the incident has permanently made this young woman weary of sitting near people on the bus. So stories like these you can find on the website.
In your experience, how ubiquitous is this problem of street harassment?
Well, there's tons of research out there, one of which was done by Holly Curl in the States, where 99% of women reported street harassment or experiences of street harassment. And actually, hollaback.org has received over 3,000 stories from people ages 7 to 78 regarding their street harassment experiences. And I'm sure there are plenty more out there. Almost every person I've talked to, specifically women or individuals from the LGBTQ community, have experienced a form of street harassment. So it's very ubiquitous, and that's why we're trying to create this awareness, because it is so common, yet it's something that not a lot of people have, you know, talked about. There's not a lot of different organizations, you know, dealing with it, or just the discussion isn't out there. So we're really trying to create that dialogue and say, hey, this is something very common and very out there. Let's do something about it.
What do you think is the effect of sharing a story like this, or you know, others, or for others reading those stories? What are you hearing?
Well, definitely sharing your story is a way. I mean, people use that in different ways. So you can share your story, you know, in order to gain back your voice. Maybe, you know, in the moment Being harassed is a quite intimidating experience a lot of the time, and people don't feel comfortable maybe calling out the person in the moment. So they might want still their voice to be heard, their story to be heard, so they'll share it online in a way that it's a relief for them to get it out. That's one thing that I've heard from individuals telling me, finally I get to get my voice back and tell my story and say, hey, this happened to me. And then for people going to the website, they read these stories and say, oh my goodness, I thought I was the only person. I've had women come up to me saying, I thought I was the only person this happened to, so I kept silent. I didn't know how common it was. I didn't know other people had a problem with it as well, and that it's something that we can band together, support each other in the community, and say, this is not something I have to deal with. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I can see these stories. It's making them feel uncomfortable. And then it also gives the opportunity for people who are harassing others to know how that affects people and know that what they're doing, you know, is harassment. Some people may not be aware that some of their comments that they think are compliments to strangers may not actually be taken as a compliment. So, yeah, different ways that the stories, you know, can work for different people, for sure.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it, because it's 2012 and we're, you know, this just echoes the theme of the personal is political and you know, really being able to kind of call out issues that affect all women and then have a collective response.
Definitely agree. I mean, it's Hollaback is a very crowdsourced initiative. So you take all your individual experiences, you pile them together, and you create a consequence for street harassment, because without consequences, this behavior just propagates and people just continue to do that.
How does a story about street harassment get shared on the site?
Well, there are a couple different ways. You can go directly to the iHollaback.org website, find the city that you're located in or a nearby city, and there is a link at the top of the page called Share Your Story. So you can go there and you can type your story right in onto the little space provided there. Or if you want, you can submit it via email, and we have the email addresses posted. So for Alberta, it would be alberta@iHollaback.org. Some people do this if they want to submit their story in a creative way, so if they have a video or artwork or other medium, or if they just wanted to submit it that way, they feel more comfortable putting it in an email. And then you can actually, hopefully soon, it's coming out in Canada, but there is an iPhone and Android app where you can submit your story via the app on your phone, and this gives you the opportunity to also include GPS location, so your story is mapped out on the map, and then also include a picture. So these are things that on the website or via the emails or the apps, you can submit pictures, GPS locations, and your story. And of course, there are also the wonderful social media sites like Twitter and Facebook that you can also use as well.
Tell me about the term Hollaback. Where does that come from?
Well, I think Hollaback in its entirety means a response back to the street harassment that has silenced so many people. So finally, you know, somebody will harass an individual on the street, and their response, regardless of whether it's actually a verbal response in the moment, but the response to do something about that is a Hollaback. So it's kind of hollering back at the individuals that have created this intimidating silence and this gender-based violence that's actually affecting a lot of people that they may not realize.
Does Hollaback as an organization advocate a particular way of responding to the harasser in situations, you know, right at the moment where you're being harassed in a public situation?
Well, it really depends on which city. The great thing about the international movement is that every site has their own you know, sort of policies and ways that in their own community and culture kind of works for them. So for Alberta, I mean, we don't necessarily give out, you know, direct sentences that you can say out. I mean, you can say, I am not interested, or, you know, this, what you're doing is street harassment, and explain that. But basically what we try to say is Hollaback in the way that makes you feel the most comfortable. Now, we don't advocate for, you know, violence, and we don't want the situation to escalate, because they often do. But in the moment, it's basically whatever makes you feel comfortable. If it's saying, I'm not interested if it's saying that's street harassment or if it's actually telling the person how that makes you feel. So it's really up to the person, and we would never want to tell people what to say in terms of how to respond to harassers, just in case it puts them in a situation where they're not comfortable.
Or safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's interesting, there's an interesting mix of kind of global focus and local focus. You've got 45 cities where there are Hollabacks groups set up now. How different are the groups, say, in Brazil or Alberta or Mumbai?
Well, surprisingly, I mean, although all the individual site leaders are quite individual themselves, and each site has a different way of expressing their activism and dealing with the situations, but surprisingly, all of the stories and the situations and things that each site comes across is actually quite similar worldwide. It really shows that this is a global issue, that it's not, you know, street harassment is not based on the culture or, you know, the community or the environment that's specific to a certain type of culture. It's an entire global issue. It's a power issue. And it's actually quite surprising that the stories that we hear in Mumbai or we hear even in, you know, in Germany or in Brazil, that they are quite similar to the ones that we're getting in Canada. I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon, and it's really neat how each site has their own way of dealing with it, of expressing it. But at the end of the day, the whole message is that street harassment is not okay, and it's occurring in basically very, very similar forms across the world.
Now, it's interesting because you have people sharing their stories, and they're sharing their stories in a way, you know, they are stories of being harassed. Do you just put the stories up as is when you get them, or do you have moderation policies, or how does that work on the site?
Yes, we do have moderation policies. So when you go to share your story, there's a link that says we'll make sure you adhere to the policies and that we do have the right to edit any submissions or comments. So on our website, we have a link to the policies where we detail the anti-discrimination policy and the policies about picture taking, because the whole point of a Hollaback story is basically not to point fingers and blame, but about reclaiming that public space and letting the community know that street harassment is not okay. So it's about the story and what happened and not the person. So we have... we don't want to replace, you know, sexism with racism and classism, homophobia, transphobia, all that stuff. So we really detail what is appropriate, and we do let them know that we will be editing it. You know, if we take out names or in terms of pictures, we'll take out, you know, license plates, business signs, things like that. So there are moderations for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you're careful then to when somebody submits a story and they might be identifying, for instance, a particular group of workers or a particular ethnic group or something like that you make sure that focus does not then become an oppression on a particular identifiable group of people.
Exactly, because it's at the end of the day it's not about who is doing this and pointing the fingers and blaming these people, but yeah, it's about street harassment and what that makes the person experiencing street harassment feel. So yeah, definitely we don't, you know, and if you're in a non-public space, we encourage them to actually take it up with, you know, maybe the business that these people are working under or the location, you know, if it's a restaurant or places like that, you know, to talk to the actual individuals responsible for that establishment.
Now, Lauren, Hollaback's more than just a website. It actually extends resources and training to activists around the world who want to focus on ending street harassment. Can you talk a little bit about that side of the project?
Oh, definitely. And that's a great thing about Hollaback is that they provide, Hollaback.org actually provides each site leader with extensive training from media training to different collaborations we have. And we actually have seminars where we get together and we talk about issues, we share what's going on, share ideas, and have people speak about, you know, what's going on in the world, who we're partnering with. I mean, just recently we're actually collaborating with the Green Dot. So I definitely encourage people to check out livethegreendot.com, because this is a new I've Got Your Back bystander campaign. So we'll have training on how to do that, and also great workshops are set up if people want to. Site leaders say, hey, I really want to do a workshop for high school kids, or I want to speak at a university. So we'll have they'll provide us with the training and the workshops to give us basically the support, the tools, all the information, everything we need to successfully host an event or workshop or things like that. So yeah, they're definitely huge supporters, and they don't charge us at all, and they're doing this all out of their, just out of their own time, and it's all nonprofit, so it's wonderful.
What's been the thing that your involvement in Hollaback, what's been the thing that's most impressed you?
I would definitely say when I, talk about Hollaback, or when I see the sites, or I've given talks, it's the people who come out after, and the relief that I see when they're sharing their story, they're talking about it, they're excited, and all of a sudden it's an avalanche of all these stories of people who have been holding it in for so long and talking about it. And what's really amazing is to see the people who had no idea that this is going on, or the people who actually come out and say, wow, I didn't realize it's maybe some of the comments that I meant kindly to strangers could have been not taken the way I meant, because they don't know who I am, they don't know the context and all the stuff. So changing those ideas, getting people to see things in a different way and sort of realize that what they're saying may affect people in a different way they intend, that definitely it has had a huge impact on me, and it keeps me doing what I'm keeps me going, it keeps me motivated, and of course along with all of the Hollaback site leaders. I mean, I feel like I have sisters and brothers around the world, and I feel a huge sense of community. We support each other very, we're very close in terms of communication and planning, and I think those two things combined just make this movement, so powerful, because everybody's got their back, and we're trying to create this social change, and we're doing it together. It's not one person standing alone and talking about street harassment. It's everybody coming together, supporting each other, huge crowd, it's absolutely wonderful, and it's so inspiring, even just to hear all the other individuals around the world and what they're doing.
What can people contribute, or how can they get involved?
Well, they can get involved. They can contact us if they want to volunteer specifically, definitely contact us, or they can submit stories, they can share stories via Twitter or Facebook, talk about it on Facebook, really get the word out. So we're using mobile technology and social media, we're really trying to use all this cutting-edge technology to get the word out, and that's the beauty of technology these days, is that word spreads like wildfire. And it depends on of course how much time you have or how involved you want to be, but anything from even just mentioning to a friend, go out for coffee and you start talking about that, mentioning about street harassment or how it affects people, or even mentioning the site and really getting it out there. There are definitely many ways to get involved, or you can even organize an event. I mean, yeah, there's an array of ways to get involved. But it's surprising that even if you don't want to volunteer, you don't have time, of course people are busy, just talking about it and getting the dialogue out there and raising awareness is a great way to start that off.
Well, it's been great talking with you this morning, Lauren.
Okay, thank you very much, Lauren. It was great talking to you as
well.
Yeah,
thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Lauren Alston. She's the director of Hollaback Alberta, and you can view the main Hollaback site at ihollaback.org, and from there you can visit the sites for any of those 45 cities.